Today we're visiting with Lake Sakakawea Fisheries Supervisor Dave Frieda. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Dave. Dave, how are water levels on Lake Sakakawea?
They're not good, and all indications are we're probably not going to see much improvement this coming year. Elevations are obviously lower than last year, and we've been trending down the last couple of years. Dry plain snowpack, that's pretty evident throughout most of the North Dakota portion of the Missouri River Basin. The mountain snowpack is definitely trending behind. It's about 80% of normal, and that's snowpack typically peaks around the 15th of April, so
okay.
We're probably going to have continuing low water throughout the summer.
Okay, does that pose an issue for access?
It might be challenging on some of our access sites at Ice Out. There's going to be a lot of work to be done, more than likely. There will be access to the reservoir. It may not be great right away. We do have a pretty good infrastructure from the last drought. We have a lot of low water ramps, but they've been underwater for, you know, better than a decade. So there'll be some work once they come out of the water. There'll need to be some maintenance done to them probably to get them working. But yeah, there will be access, but it might be constrained a little bit.
Okay, everybody wants to know about fish populations. Mm-hmm. Let's talk walleye in Lake Sakakawea.
We're still running pretty high. Overall abundance of walleye in Sakakawea, we're down from the record abundance we've seen 3, 4, 5 years ago. The last couple of years, they've moderated somewhat. They're still well above the long-term average. Size structure-wise, we have a lot. This coming year, there'll be a very high percentage of the population are going to be 15 to 18 inch range. A lot of harvestable fish for anglers out there.
Okay, how about forage?
We still have good forage. Smelt abundance is high. We actually saw an improvement in fish condition in 2021 that we really weren't expecting as we continue trending down, but smelt abundance is still pretty high. Although the majority of our population out there is 2019 year class of smelt, that's three quarters of all the smelt out there are from 1 year class, and they're reaching the end of their longevity. So this coming year's conditions don't look great for smelt reproduction in the spring, and things could change in the next year or two fairly rapidly.
Okay, let's move into the state fish, Northern Pike.
Northern Pike, we've been trending down since, you know, the 2009, 10, 11 era when we had that big boom after the last drought. We've been slowly stepping down. We still have a decent abundance of pike overall, and there are some good sized trophy fish out there.
Okay, how about salmon on Lake Sakakawea?
Salmon's always kind of a guessing game. Based on what we saw last fall in the salmon spawning run, there was a decent number of jacks, which are young males, which are typically an indication of what's going to show up the following year. That looked relatively good. So we're still planning on stocking 400,000 salmon roughly like we have been. That may, if we continue into a drought cycle, we may be scaling back on that in the years to come if we stay in a dry cycle.
Okay, people target smallmouth bass on Lake Sakakawea as well.
Some people, there's not a lot. There's a great smallmouth fishery throughout mostly the lower end of the reservoir. That's a better quality smallie fishery. There's good numbers and there is trophy size smallmouth available.
Okay, so things should be okay on Lake Sakakawea. We need a little bit of moisture, but things should be okay as far as fishing.
Yeah, and honestly, when Sakakawea starts dropping, going into drought, the fishing can actually be really good before it gets bad. As water levels drop, fish become more concentrated, forage begins to suffer a little bit, and the fish are going to bite typically.
Dave, is there a lot of places to go shore fishing on Lake Sakakawea?
Yeah, there is. Most of them are tied to where our access sites are at, and there is additional sites available. We have worked with the Corps of Engineers over time. The project began back in the early 2000s during the drought for shoreline access sites. And we've worked with them to open up some areas along the shoreline.
Okay, any projects this summer on Lake Sakakawea?
We're going into the fourth year of our walleye tagging project. We're targeting tagging 3,000 walleyes a year, so this will be the fourth and final year.
A lot of great information. Thank you, Dave. Yeah.